Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And he'd be so pissed off. So I knew as growing up, okay, I know where everything's going to be at. I'm not going to lose anything. I'm not going to lie. I don't think I've lost a single thing in about 10 years except for Adventure Island when I lost my ID holder. I know everything's at all times. My wife is constantly losing stuff. My daughters are constantly losing stuff because they don't put it where they want to find it. They put it wherever they want to. I have a certain schedule. They cannot follow that schedule. So I understand where you're at.
Yeah, it's a struggle, man. And it's real. And it's real. I think we both have to get divorced.
Man, I had so much child support I had to pay, man. I can't do that.
Take care, brother.
What is something, JP, that you do that annoys your wife?
Everything.
One specific thing.
Like that's parallel equal to.
Telling you to stop doing.
Yeah, it's got
to
be a little thing, though, like moving something.
No.
Anything parallel like that?
We can try calling. You want to try calling her? I don't know.
Because that is what I would say to do. The thing that she keeps telling you
do the phones
to
work?
Not do.
Is to keep doing
probably
it?
Not.
So like a bargain to like say, okay, if you, I'll stop doing whatever this is. If you stop moving stuff around for me, that's all. And we can try.
You don't even have to do it. Just do it. The thing that she's asking you not to do over and over again.
As revenge.
If that's something that you enjoy doing.
Oh, like
she obviously enjoys this.
Torturing me?
She can't stop doing, like Monica's saying, this is who she is.
It's an OCD thing.
Right, there's definitely something to it. She's not changing it.
It's
so
not
you have
torturing
to, you have to
him,
change
though.
Your reaction to it, kind of like yeah. what Monica was saying. Mm-hmm. And one of those things you can do is do something that you enjoy doing that absolutely annoys her.
No, I don't.
Not doing it purposely,
horrible.
But not stopping doing what you love doing that annoys her. You're not doing it purposely. You're not doing it because it annoys her. You're just doing it because, hey, listen, you don't want to listen to me. I don't want to listen
so
to you.
So that's why you're doing it, though. It's a revenge thing.
I feel like it's more peaceful if you say, I will make every attempt to not do such and such. If you make every attempt not to do that, and
that's
once in a while,
we
might slip, but we're going to really try and compromise on this.
Monica, you should like get a degree in counseling because you're like nailing
Monica,
this stuff.
I'm going to send you.
You're looking at it all the right way.
I think
way.
I was pretty accurate as well.
Monica, I'm going to send you. I'm going to send you a phone number right now. Can you dial it?
Oh, yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Hold on.
Because God forbid our phones would work.
And right. then I'm going to be like, hi, I'm Monica. Like, she's going to be like, who the hell is this biatch?
What is this 727 number?
I know. Right. Is she going to even answer it?
Please.
All right. I'm going to, hold on. All right. I got it. Hank, stand by.
This should be interesting.
There it is.
I'm about to find out I'm not really perfect.
How many things will she come up with?
Will not be coaching her.
How many things will she come up with? Over, under, three.
You got her?
My guess is with a little help, with a little prodding, she'll go with at least four. Because every wife and husband has this list of stuff that they do that's kind of annoying. It's little stuff. Sometimes it doesn't even matter. Sometimes it matters.
Is she there, Monica?
Hello?
Well, she's dialing and takes time.
Very hostile, Brett.
Listen, we got a show to do.
I know. I'm not going to lie right now. I'm a little nervous.
How come you don't know the thing that you do that she's like has asked you 10 times to not do?
Because I'm pretty perfect.
All right,
perfect.
She's on. She's ready. She's going. She's going to do it.
Oh, there we go.
Hi. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi. How are you?
Okay. So.
Oh, boy.
What is something? We were talking about the incident with the car.
She already knows. She already knows.
Right. We were talking about the incident with the car yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And the entire thing. But the focus of it was on the moving the stuff around part of the conversation.
Bigger picture.
And how. No matter how many times I ask, it just doesn't want to sink in. and you're just going to, and Monica, say hello to Monica, by the way.
Hi.
Nice to meet you. Hi, Monica.
And Monica, by the way, said, listen, you're never going to change. So I either have to deal, like, get used to it, unclench, and just let you do what you do and find some humor in it or something, or I'm going to lose my mind. I'm leaning.
My question is, but well, I have a question.
Go ahead. I have a question.
What did I change? What did I change?
How many times do I ask you not to clean stuff? Like, just don't touch. How many times?
Not to clean. So you, not to you clean, like strain, all the...
Yes, yes! I'm just
you
asking
like the
you.
Coffee stains. You like the murk inside the
I will handle... I'm just... just answer the question. About how many times have I asked?
I don't think you've ever asked me to not clean. You've asked me to not move things.
Okay.
Okay. But
you, so then you moved the garage door opener, what, yesterday?
So the question...
I moved the garage door opener, yes, because I was putting my pocketbook there, and it was in the way, and I figured I would just move it back to where it should be.
Which is where?
See?
That's funny.
Right.
Oh, God, it's so hard to find.
But because I don't want to leave it. Not that it was hard to find.
That's funny.
I told you where it was. I told you she put it up. I said it before. But it wasn't right there where my hand is, where I could just where I just grab my stuff and press it and open up the garage door and I'm good. It's not about where she put it.
Okay.
It's about where.
Move your arm. Okay.
Is she reminding you of anybody
She's
right
hilarious.
Now?
She's hilarious.
Is she reminding you of anybody right now?
Nicole?
She's Ted.
Oh.
There's a whole lot of deflecting going on. There's a lot of deflecting.
Well, but the thing we can't get out of her so far is, don't we want to know...
why she continues to do it.
Well.
No, Roger, continue, because I can't hear you. Go ahead, Roger. What were you saying?
Oh, you can't hear JP?
She can't.
No, I can't hear you. She doesn't want to hear you.
She's choosing not to.
So we know so far, you know that... John doesn't like you to move stuff in his truck, but you moved it to where it should be because you needed the room for your pocketbook. So, okay, I get it. But you didn't move it back afterwards, so that's what annoys him,
right? She went in my car and moved it to where she thought it should be in my car.
Right.
But it has a clip on it, a visor clip. It's where don't it belongs.
And I got to say, like, 99% of Americans who have those, that's where they keep it. Like, I don't know anybody who...
I get it. And I don't like the mark that it leaves on there. I just, whatever. It's just, let's get back to.
Answer the unclenched part.
No. Get back to the part where I just, she's not answering the question. About how many times have I asked you to just not touch my stuff? Just not.
5 or 6.
5 or 6 what? 100? 1,000? Where were you going with that?
Okay, so it's a lot.
Because it's not 5 or 6.
A
this
lot,
week.
Yeah, a lot.
So
a
then
lot.
Why do you continue to a do lot. It? Is it, no,
you,
honestly,
you
is it too,
me? Go ahead.
Is it to torture me, or are you just sick?
No, I think that maybe I'm sick, maybe, because it tortures me if something doesn't, isn't where it's supposed to be.
Yep. Mm. Susan's the same way, though.
So what you're doing is making your problem my problem.
Mm. In
but
a way.
You have a problem. You don't put things where they belong.
She's made your problem her problem.
Now, wait a minute. The whole point was the question, yeah.
So then Brett asked the question.
Mm-hmm.
Brett,
this is a good one, Nicole.
Brett, would you like to present the question?
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Brett. How are you?
I'm good.
Let me interrupt. She's never that jovial. Ever.
I'm a nice person.
This is all a show.
I noticed she greeted all three of us with that with the voice that we hold on to for female phone calls.
Yes, that is true. That is exactly.
But not you.
Go ahead, Brett.
So the question that I have is, what is, this is obviously the number one thing that annoys JP that you do. What is the number one thing that annoys you? That annoys you.
Similar.
That he does.
Annoys me about
that
him.
That you keep telling him, don't do this, stop doing it, yet he keeps doing it.
Yeah, similar thing like this.
Not bury his head in his phone at all times.
Okay. That's number one. Computer. Do you have a second one? Because that came up pretty quick.
But I've gotten better. I've gotten better at that. We didn't.
Clean up
okay, but it's still
himself?
A thing.
What'd you say?
Did I get peanut butter on the doors of the refrigerator?
These are the two things that I would never have expected.
That happened once.
Wow.
It happened. The peanut butter on the door on the refrigerator door thing happened one time.
Nicole, is that a fair assessment of that?
I want you to go to the stuff that you
oh
that
my
for
God.
Year,
See,
for years and years for years Like, is there something that you've had to talk to me about for years and years and years?
He just doesn't get it.
Yes, cleaning up after yourself.
All right, there's a big one.
And
cleaning up after yourself.
If you don't clean, then she's going to clean and stuff's going to get moved. So you clean, it prevents her from doing that.
My time. Exactly. My time to defend myself.
Already?
And anybody who's got a wife will understand this. Everybody who's got a wife will understand this. Do you ever clean to their satisfaction?
No.
Thank you.
No.
So.
But she's not constantly telling me to clean up after myself. What are you doing?
Because it's not done her. Because it's not done her way.
I know.
That's why.
Well,
it's not that it doesn't get done.
What's the problem?
It's not that it doesn't get done. It doesn't get done her way.
And it would be right.
This is the maniac who tells you to load the dishwasher. You load the dishwasher, and then you're told you loaded it wrong.
Right.
Everything's in the dishwasher. Everything's in there.
But it's wrong because it's not the right order, size order, or shelf or whatever. I know. Same nut job.
You're married to one too?
I just don't touch the dishwasher anymore.
Look at that.
Oh, that must be nice.
Listen, well, there's certain ways that things belong.
Right.
I don't know why I got to do it wrong. Do it right.
You don't put the glasses on the bottom. You don't put the pans on top. Right. Like, there is a legitimate
I know
right
that.
Way.
Me too.
I know.
Thank you.
We both solved the same problem.
Okay.
And we know the rules.
Right.
Nicole, is there anything else besides peanut butter on the fridge handle?
That happened one time.
What is that?
Loading the dishwasher wrong and not cleaning up after himself.
And apparently scrolling social media all the time.
Oh, yeah, heading the phone. I'm sorry. That was the big one. That was the big one.
That's a big one.
Yeah, but it's usually emails and stuff like that.
I can't think of anything more.
It's very important for the over-under of 3. You're at 3. It's a push right now. We need it. We need one more.
This is BS. This isn't right. The only thing, the legit gripe that she might have is the cleaning up after myself.
Yeah,
but in my
one.
Defense, I do clean up after myself. I just don't do it to her approval.
But the head and the phone thing is a big thing, too. That's a big thing with a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. And when,
I mean, that's a big
thing.
And
when she brings it up, I put it down. She's on. I do it.
Yeah.
I do. But I'm reading, I got a push notification, I'm reading an article or something, you know, I get it. You're right on that one.
All right.
Okay, well,
stop moving my stuff!
Well, hold on. So then if you, without her telling you, how about this? Without her having to tell you, if you, you know, put the phone down a little bit more so that she doesn't say anything to you, then maybe, Nicole, maybe you can remember to move stuff back or, you know, if you're using this truck and put it back from whence it came, even though it doesn't belong there.
There's Monica being pretty again.
I try to put the seat back. I hit the number one on the recall. Yes.
Right. It's just you forgot about the garage door opener.
I didn't think you'd be mad that I cleaned your truck, that I wiped, took Lysol wipes and cleaned out your cup holders. I didn't think you would mind that. I actually would like that.
And if you didn't,
if somebody did that in my car, I would be happy.
You'd love if that happened.
I'm smoking a full cigar in your car this weekend.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And with peanut butter on his hands.
That's it.
So now you've got peanut butter car.
And he's going to leave underwear and socks in the passenger floor.
All right.
And some dirty dishes in the back seat. I should cover it.
Dirty dishes in the back seat. Well, the dirty Tupperware with the plastic fork in it.
Oh, yes.
Every day there's a
we only see that full of food.
Sink with a plastic fork.
There it is.
Leave the next fork in it.
That the next one you're going to find has a couple pieces of rice with the white fork in it and a napkin, and it's blue.
Nice.
Because we actually see that here now. Look for it around 5.
Okay, my love.
Okay.
You're the best.
You're awesome.
We'll see you. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye, Nicole.
Bye.
She is always cool and always entertaining. And there you go. So there's a little bit. I mean, that's...
What got solved?
I hate her.
Let's see, Monica. Let's see.
I do. I hate her.
No, you don't.
I do.
She's not hateable.
I do.
Are you going to head straight for the doers or whatever it is you have in your whiskey that you have at work?
No.
One of the 3 or 4 bottles.
I do have a few bottles at that point, huh?
Why you got so much?
I don't know. I haven't really needed it since management hasn't been in the building.
Yeah, no, really.
Coincidence?
There's dust on the bottle now.
Yeah. That and all the pills. We're good. He hasn't gone in that drawer. So, Monica, you went right down the middle perfectly with a solution to both of them. You were like almost like a marriage counselor. It was incredible the way you did that. You could try to split the difference.
Trying to. I mean, there's it's about the compromise, right?
It is.
And it's tough. It's what it's about is a compromise that's equally as tough. If it's really hard for one person to do something and it's really hard for the other person, then
both try. If she accepts picking up after you because you don't clean up to her satisfaction, and you accept once in a while she's going to clean your truck and move some stuff once in a while, that's not to your satisfaction. If you guys just accept that, you can put it to the side and then work on the other stuff that pisses you off.
Let me ask you this. What does it matter how the dishwasher is loaded? If after you run the dishwasher, the dishes are clean.
What does it matter?
It effing doesn't matter.
Wait, hold on. What does it matter to you personally? Not anything at all. What does it matter to her? She's tends, it sounds like, to be a bit OCD, which is not a problem. But to her, it matters a lot. So to make her happy, you do it how she would like it. Not because she's your pee-whipped or and none of that. It's just to make her happy. Because to her, it matters. Even though it makes zero sense to you. Man, if I could have said this to my ex-husband, just understand if it means something to me, even if it doesn't mean anything to you, just know that it means something to me. Good God.
Yeah. I have heard that from Susan. She's like, I know it doesn't matter to you, but this is important to me. She has said that to me over 30 years.
So
no question about it.
Don't you just want to shut up? Just shut up.
Life is so much simpler if we just don't talk.
Just shut up.
You should try that, JP. It'll go over great.
Yeah, I want to bring that little kid home and just every time I tap him on the head, he just tells her to shut the F up.
No, bitch.
Right. That too.
That'll work fine.
She sees.
Peanut butter hands. Get it
that
going.
That is hilarious.
Get it going.
That is the best.
All right.
Like you've done it 50 times. Do it. And you leave peanut butter on the refrigerator door handles as a habit.
Off, if it was a side thing, make it the main thing.
That is so
peanut
funny.
Butter hands are going to be a thing. Hashtag peanut butter hands.
Can I? And again,
to get this movement going.
Can I defend myself?
Of course.
Ambien.
Oh no!
But why is that even why does that even need to be defended?
Because
as a guy, I just know that you made something with peanut butter. You happen to have a little on your hand, and you happen to touch the handle of the refrigerator. Who cares? It happened once.
The one instance that she's talking about happened while under the influence of Ambien. Remember when I went? I was having a really difficult time sleeping about a year or so ago.
Yep.
And I was like, let me just try the Ambien again. It used to work for me in the past.
Mm-hmm. It's been that long.
And this time it had me like eating things naked.
Sitting in front of the fridge with the door open.
Covered in cookie crumbs and things.
Were you peanut butter fingers in the middle of the night naked and it just happened to get everywhere?
On the refrigerator door.
I guess so.
Yeah. Yeah.
How bad was it that she remembers a year later when asked?
When I tell you, Brett?
It was
when I tell you,
she brought up.
It wouldn't take more than a speck. It wouldn't take more than a speck.
She's not aware, right?
That just proves that she likes things really clean. That's just her personality.
There's a stainless steel fridge, which eventually is going to get fingerprints on it.
Of course.
Just is. Because you know what? People are putting handles.
That's what happens when humans use a fridge. I know.
Right.
I know exactly what you're going to say. Been through it. Of course this stuff in the fridge, it happens. People use the fridge. Mm-hmm. Just
but that's her personality. She doesn't like it that way, and you know that about her, and she's
so
her
just
wife.
Wipe it.
You know what I take from this?
Swipe it.
Marriage is dumb.
Absolutely.
It's dumb. We were not meant to coexist. We were meant to meet up every once in a while, bang it out real quick, everybody go back to their corners, and move forward. Marriage is dumb. Men and women were not meant to job. It just, no, it's just not.
Men belong together. Women belong together.
That's right.
The two should only meet once in a while.
I'm going.
Like once a week.
I'm gay!
Right. Guys should go back to having frat houses with just guys.
Yeah.
Women can have, women can have sorority houses, just women.
Naked we men. Used to do guys, just guys.
And we meet at parties.
And then what happens when you want a little ur-y? Then what?
We meet at parties, get drunk, and there you go, upstairs.
I make a phone call.
A phone call? You got a list of people?
Nope.
And you have a regular piece.
I have a vagina.
No, you don't.
All right, I got a
that's
dead
why
guy.
This is such a problem.
I got a dead person in the envelope that we're running super late for. So
that's
let
right.
me,
that's fun.
She is dead.
So awkward.
You said what?
What's
that
awkward?
Whole conversation was more awkward than Enrique's silence yesterday. Like, I was pitting out. Like, please.
Were you really?
With my wife?
Oh, so bad. Yeah, so
that
bad.
Wasn't awkward at all.
Oh, my Zero. God. It was the most awkward.
No, she sent me a text message. She's like, I should have told him you pee on the floor.
There's number four. Stop getting drops on the floor. See?
That would be funny.
I clean it up with peanut butter hands.
Exactly.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.